And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And of course, this is the place where we believe that all the couples out there have a chance to live a long, happy life together.
Yes, every marriage and every couple has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can find us on social media. I'm at Whitney Shayo on Twitter.
And I'm at Bessa Shayo on Twitter.
Yes. Of course, you can like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
And you can subscribe to the blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So here at Live Your Best Marriage, we know that communication is a really huge thing that couples complain about.
Yes.
And we hear people say, oh, communication is always the number one problem in marriage. And yes, it's true that knowing what to say and how to say it is very important, but here we like to bring it all back to the fact that everybody's human and we make mistakes.
Yes.
So what do you do when you don't say the right thing,
mm-hmm.
or you don't say it at the right time, at the right way?
Yes.
That is when the whole purpose of marriage shows up, which is you just love based on the fact that this is the person you chose to spend the rest of your life with, and
yes,
nobody's perfect. So those are just some of the things that we talk about here at Live Your Best Marriage. And you'll hear us refer back to the point that love is a choice.
Yeah, love is a choice.
Yes. You decide to love someone. It's not what pop culture tells us it is. It's not just a feeling that evaporates the mm-hmm. moment we become angry or upset.
Upset with something, yes.
Yes. It's something that we stick with. So today we are super excited because this is our Father's Day podcast.
Yes.
And so Pesa is going to share some really, really, really amazing tips with us on how to be a great dad.
Yes. How to be a strong dad for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of us who are dads, happy Father's Day. And sometimes it becomes really hard to know your role as a father, as what do I need to do to be able to raise strong children. And sometimes it just feels like, okay, I can perform well at work, at my career. It feels like I'm always needed there. But when it comes to the house, it feels like in the America right now in 2017, there's always a feeling that dads or fathers are just as an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, women are celebrated as, like, the whole concept of motherhood
mm-hmm.
is celebrated as a great thing. And I'm not here to put down mother. This is not, I'm not here to say, oh, men are better than women or fathers are better than mothers. I'm just here to say that when you look at pop culture, there's always that, there's an underlying feeling that I get where mom is in charge. The motherhood is always about being in charge and figuring out what to do at home. But the father is always portrayed as he doesn't know what's going on. I just watch Everybody Loves Raymond. That's a classic thing that Raymond doesn't really get it.
The mom is the smart one.
Yes, the mom is the smart one.
And the wife.
Yes, so the wife and the whole motherhood thing is
mm-hmm.
like they are the smart one and they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
While the dad is seen as just paralyzed, doesn't know what to do
mm-hmm.
when it comes to functioning in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a pushback, and it's hard to know what's my role as a dad. And with that said, most dads will concentrate at work, and they will perform and just do great at work. But when it comes to the house, they just take a back seat and they just become that hands-off kind of parent, and if they really do anything mm-hmm. at home, mm-hmm. they usually will be the backup parent,
mm-hmm.
like that spare tire, that backup parent who is only who only talks when mom needs a backup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mom will say, "Hey, can you do something about this?" And that's when the husband will, the dad will say, "Did you guys hear what your mom said?" So it's always a backup, not a leader in mm-hmm. the house. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the ways that we can encourage dads to take more of a leadership role in their house
mm-hmm.
instead of if they are getting the impression that pop culture says you are an assistant to
yes.
the mom when
yes.
it comes to parenting, or you're a second-rate parent.
Yes.
If they are getting that feeling,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the things you can say to encourage them?
I can say, one thing I can say is, as a father and somebody who has gone through the ups and downs of figuring out what is the best role for me, and again, it's not easy, but one thing I figured out is your role as a father is very important. And some of the things you can do are maybe just help your child with their self-esteem. Sometimes a child will come and they just need that you're doing a great job, because you can see what they are doing and you just need to be there to just give them that courage and that emphasis and that just push, like, yeah, you're doing a great job and I'm here to support you. And that way, that even when they go out in the world, they literally know that they can handle it.
So it's okay for dads to go ahead and teach the child new things and also just encourage them to continue as they go through challenges. They sort of need that cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
To support them through those types of things.
Yes, actually, that's a really good word, cheerleader, because mm-hmm. that's what kids need, especially when they're going into this world where there's bullies mm-hmm. and people who are very critical, and there's a lot of that inside voice where you just don't know if you're good enough. A lot of kids, and adults, it just pretty much goes with you the rest of your mm-hmm. life. You just don't feel like you're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And dads, I feel like dads can play a really great role to encourage their children to build up their self-esteem so that they can have that person where that person who they know is always on their side.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
another thing also that dads can do is help model the house to be a safe place for the kids and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that if anything happens when the kids are out in the wild, grown-up kids or whatever, they know they can always come back
mm-hmm.
to the house, which is always their safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they'll know that no matter what kind of choices they make, or just whatever happens, whatever they're having struggles with,
mm-hmm.
mom and dad are going to support them.
Yes, mom and dad will support them. And make sure that the house at home, just make sure the home is a safe place mm-hmm. for the kids.
Right. So one thing that I've heard is discipline. Just the word discipline
mm-hmm.
means... doesn't really mean so much to punish, but it means to give careful instruction.
Yes.
But one thing that I've read a lot about is it is extremely hard to give someone careful instruction if there's no relationship.
There's no relationship. And not mm-hmm. to cut you short, mm-hmm. but for a lot of times in our culture, dads are seen as the backup to give discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the dad will be the one being called to be able to discipline the children.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a relationship with that child,
mm-hmm.
there is no discipline you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There will just be pushback. And it, as you have said, it's more to teach, mm-hmm. and without having a bond to begin with, you wouldn't be able to really help them understand where you're coming from, mm-hmm. and why you are actually trying to correct their mistakes, or mm-hmm. just correct what they're saying, doing.
Right, yes. So it'll be a lot harder to get through to them.
Very, very hard,
if you, yeah. If you guys don't really have much of a bond.
Yes.
To begin with.
Yes. And mm-hmm. a lot of, I'm just looking here for more
mm-hmm.
tips.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a lot of dads are afraid because it feels like when it comes to a lot of communication and it comes to a lot of just having that bond with the children, the mom has already taken care of that.
Right.
And sometimes moms also can act in such a way that they can actually put the husbands or the dads away, push them away from their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to a seminar once and somebody made a joke. One of the ladies made a joke that they raised four boys. We knew they had three sons, but they said, I raised four boys. The fourth boy was my husband. So those jokes are, ha ha ha, they're funny, but they actually say something about the person, and actually say something about us, all of us who laugh about them,
mm-hmm.
because they actually will put off the dad from stepping up and performing their role as a father in the house. They will mm-hmm. just because they feel like they're children, they're part of the kids in the house,
so they might even take that as an insult.
Very big insult.
I think we can all relate. That doesn't really make us more motivated to do more work.
You're
less likely to cooperate if, or not cooperate, but you're less likely to, you know, give it your all if people are already doubting you and saying that you don't really have much to offer.
Yeah, and even just think about it, like if you had a job and your boss is treating you as a child,
mm-hmm.
you won't be really excited about that. And here, you won't be excited. And just by what the Bible says and what we should be doing is, we are not moving from mom is quote unquote in charge to have the dad is in charge. No,
mm-hmm.
we are not trying to do that. We are trying to have both the husband and the wife, the mom and the dad, to work as partnership.
And I personally love all of the things that dads have to offer when it comes to raising kids, because for me as a mom, I worry a lot. And so I have this abundance of compassion. Sometimes it's to the point of being really annoying and it's a hindrance. But as a dad, mm-hmm. sometimes Pesa is like, oh, you know, that little tiny scrape really does not need a Band-Aid.
Oh.
Really, that doesn't qualify for a huge Band-Aid.
Yes.
Or, you know, if a child falls down, takes a little tumble in the grass,
mm-hmm.
a dad is usually the first one to say, it's okay, just hop up, it's all right, you're fine. You know, and
so to build that resilience.
And yeah, and I love that. I really do, because as someone who worries a lot and freaks out easily, it's nice to have that opposite view, like, hey, okay, it's okay. We really don't have to be that freaked out about this.
Yes.
You know, relax. It's not
the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. So
yes.
That really works well for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I read somewhere that when a dad throws the child up in the air,
mm-hmm.
you know, that game, throw them up and then catch them, it actually helps the child with their, what do you call it?
Stability?
I don't want to butcher this word. Kinesthetic.
Okay.
Awareness. There we go. If I got
mm-hmm.
that. Anyway.
So what does that mean?
I mean, like, it just, I don't know. I will get back with you on that, but I know it's a good thing. It's an awesome thing.
Yes, we know you're gonna need to throw your kids up in the air.
Yes, dads, keep throwing your kids because it's a great thing. But and I also heard there was a grandpa and grandma who shared a story at a conference one time. Grandpa said that when their kids were little, he was totally fine with the kids riding their bike without a helmet and without the elbow pads and knee pads and all of that. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, they're okay. They're in the driveway. They're fine. But the mom, you know, with that overflow of compassion was like, no, they cannot get on their bike without a helmet. They just cannot. And so that would actually turn into an argument for them. But again, that just goes to show there is a difference between
the male and the female.
Yes, the way that a dad would think and the way that a mom would think. And so I think, and I really believe that those differences, we need to embrace them and just take advantage of them, because it's so helpful.
Yes.
In a lot of the situations that come up with our kids. And so Pesa and I have 4 and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes. Another thing before I forget is, as a father, what you can do is lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I believe a lot in leading by example. We homeschool, and so I get involved a lot with teaching the kids, especially in science and math and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the best way to teach
mm-hmm.
is you show them, and then they do what, like, you explain everything and you walk through it with them, and then they mm-hmm. and then you start giving them lessons for them to start doing them, and then if they make any mistake, you correct. So by the mm-hmm. time you're done, they kind of understand what's going on, and they have been able to, in a safe mode, they've been able to practice. So, and that's pretty much in real life. As a dad, you show, you can be the leader,
mm-hmm.
where you are showing your family, or you are leading your family on things that does not mean you'll get everything right. This is not what I'm mm-hmm. saying. I'm not saying that you know everything, or you are this genius who knows everything and you never get anything wrong. But you are always showing that initiative that, okay, this is the path we are following, and I'm willing and I'm actually ready to lead, to walk down the path. And that way, if there's any issue, I'm showing by example that I'm
mm-hmm.
actually stepping out of my comfort zone and I'm proceeding.
Yes.
That does not mean we won't fail, but that means I'm there to help, and I'm there to step in front and like lead.
Yes. That is awesome. I love that. I really do. Okay, I have OCD, and I will not give a definition of something unless I have it in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I will go back to the kinesthetic awareness. It is muscle memory. Okay, so it's the awareness of our own movement, and your kinesthetic sense is based on... anyway, that's mm-hmm. just my, I don't want to go too far into that, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And dads can totally teach their kids that. So another thing that I wanted to ask you about, when it comes to words of affirmation mm-hmm. and encouraging a child,
yes.
what are some of the things that a dad has to offer in that area?
You know, some of the things you can do as a dad is, first, the way you relate to your wife,
mm-hmm.
even if you are divorced, the way you relate to your wife or your ex
mm-hmm.
shows a lot, teaches the kids a lot. If every time you are talking to your wife, or even if you are talking to your ex, and the kids listen and the kids actually pay attention to these things, you are using mean words, you are using you're just so mean and rough. The kids actually pick up on these things. But if every time you're talking to your wife and you're saying, oh, hi, cutie, you're using like this nice, this nice nicknames. And
right.
The kids actually pick up that this is a safe place. Okay. And had somebody was saying that their dad used to call them handsome. Hey, handsome. And he was saying that... he thought everybody's house, that's what their dad just calls them nice words.
Right.
Come to find out when he grew up was not everybody gets called those nice things, and not everybody in every house gets that much encouragement from their dads. So this dad actually was able to... build a foundation and just positively encourage their son so that when their son now is a grown-up, he's more able to attempt many things and be able to be having that resilience to stick with it, even if because they have that confidence that I can do it. Yes, so you're just reducing all that self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, nonsense that most of us deal with.
So the fact that a dad can actually just use something as simple as a nickname.
Yeah, like a positive nickname. Just
positive things that can actually help with the child's self-esteem and just... I think that's a really, really great example when you mentioned that if they hear dad calling mom a nice name, I think that really just is a huge, huge, huge example, because that's something that they'll see every day.
Every day at home, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so they'll even notice the difference when they're around other people, when they go to school or they're in other environments, they'll notice if other people are doing that or if this is something that only happens at home. And because I just think that's such a great thing when they truly feel as though home is a positive, like a safe
place,
safe place. It's
where you can be yourself and where you are not going there to be judged. It's actually a really nice safe place. Yes,
good vibes. And so it can be done in a way that the child does not constantly seek approval from the parents.
Like, what do you mean?
There are some adults even that I know of who, if a parent says something rude or insulting, they just feel like, oh man, I don't measure up. They just feel like they have to keep going back for approval from their parents.
Okay.
How is that something that can be avoided?
I just feel like as dads, if you can just be reassuring to your kids, some kids, and I'm not a psychologist here, and I'm not a psychologist, but I know that from my experience in life that there are some kids whose personality is that they're just... I'll just call it needy. They just need that constant reassurance. But that child needs to have that. I mean, it's just how they are. And don't be the dad who just pounds negativity. Get out of my face, whatever. Just pounds negativity on that child who actually is so fragile. They should feel like when they come home or when they're around you as a dad, they can feel that I'm not afraid of this monster dad. No, I'm just, I know this is my dad and I'm cool with him.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Now, that does not mean when your kids are teens, they won't be slamming doors in your face. And that's just, it will happen. But I guarantee that after most likely when things are, when they grow up and they will look back and they're like, man, I am so glad I had a dad like that.
Right.
Yes, I am right. So glad that our dad was that kind of dad. We went fishing, we went to picnics. I was so afraid. I was so happy to have him around. He helped me with my math. He just, the kids will always, I've had a lot of stories from folks who are like older than me, and they are telling me what their dads did. And this, their dads were, I mean, this was in the 50s and 40s, like way back when they were not even into this fatherhood and all that stuff. But they still were able to instill these positive feelings to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's really awesome. So just as a recap, it sounds like some of the things you can do to be a fantastic dad are to just encourage your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, go for it. You have what it takes. Remind
yes.
them that they are competent. They are capable.
Oh, yes.
And also just something as simple as taking time to listen to them.
Yeah.
Just
taking time to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And make it that your house, your home is a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
The words that you use with your wife, the words you use with your kids, show
mm-hmm.
that they can be comfortable in their own home.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
And
so,
again.
And praising them.
Praising
and
them.
Just.
And be a leader. That does not mean you know everything. That does not mean you will always be successful. That does not mean everything will work out. But be able to step up and be a leader.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will be back next time.
Bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry? Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.